Welcome to Tech Chick with K, a podcast about all the latest gadgets and games. I'm the gadget guide in the driver's seat today, joined by...
My name is Sean Holland. I'm the senior graphic designer for The Citizen, and I also handle a lot of their multimedia.
I'm Lyle Kruger, and I'm a tech aficionado. I'm actually the production manager for The Citizen newspaper as well.
In today's episode, we'll be swooning over the ROG Zephyrus Duo 16. We were lucky enough to get a review model from Asus, and the biggest selling point for me on this device was the dual screen. They market it as two screens, zero boundaries, and I totally agree with that. The screens are very cleverly placed, so it's easy for your eyes to move from the main screen to the bottom screen. This made it easier for me to work, especially with the amount of writing that I do a day and the research. I could place my sources at the bottom of the screen while working on the top. That made it very easy to get through my workload for the day. It also had a very powerful processor. It's equipped with the AMD Ryzen 9, the 6000 series. I do have a terrible habit of keeping a million tabs open, and the fact that the laptop could keep up with that, that was a major plus point for me. But Lyle, I understand you did a stress test. Tell us more about how the Duo measured up.
Okay, so the laptop is extremely perfectly, but it's got the perfect weight balance. So that second screen is very well engineered with the hinge, right? As soon as you bring it up, you can bring it up with one end, and there's no lift from the bottom of the laptop. The whole chassis is made out of aluminium, and the hinge is extremely strong. So I've seen pictures online where people were actually putting weights on them. And, yeah, it held up to it. I believe it also helps with cooling, because I don't know if you test it out with cooling. So on my side, when I was doing a stress test, the second screen looks like it added some cooling channels over the top of the laptop.
I did find that the cooling is amazing. It doesn't heat up as quickly as other laptops, although after a day of work, it did get a little bit hot.
Yeah, so it's perfectly well engineered. I can give it to Asus for that. Okay, so I benchmarked it, and it performed really well on the benchmark scores.
Another feature I liked was the NumLock. It's built into the touchpad, so you are getting a full-sized keyboard plus a trackpad. You can switch between using either the NumLock or the trackpad, and that's very rare for a laptop to get a keyboard that is actually well-placed, well-designed, and doesn't feel too cramped. So with this one, you have everything you need at your fingertips. And it also feels quite good. I do not have the exact tech specs for the keyboard's travel at the moment, but I will include that in the review. It feels good. It's a smooth experience to type on this keyboard. The only downside I have is that the laptop is a bit heavy. It's very hard to lug around. Especially for myself, I'm a minimalist traveler, and I work from the field quite often. And I always prefer something lightweight.
You know, adding on to that point, Cheryl, from my perspective as a videographer and video editor, I also often have to lug my laptop around to events so that I can edit at the event and copy footage from cameras and whatnot. And it seemed like this laptop was a bit big to fit in the same bag as my camera. As you guys know, that a lot of these camera bags have laptop compartments on, and it would have just been a lot nicer if it was a little bit lighter so that I wouldn't have to have all that weight, because I've got three lenses in my bags, drone, I've got my action camera, and then I still have to have this aluminium casing on the Zephyrus Duo, so it really adds a lot of weight onto it.
Yeah, I don't see myself putting it in a one bag travel scenario. Especially if you take a flight and you travel with carry on luggage, I wouldn't want to have a laptop this heavy in my carry on. But I do appreciate why it's heavier than usual. It's still a really good device regardless of the weight. The other issue for me was the cost. It is a bit expensive. I mean, it costs almost the same as a second-hand car. It's a 60,000 rand laptop. What's your thoughts about the price, Sean?
Well, from my side, I think that it is completely unnecessary to have such an expensive laptop. Obviously, it has some amazing capabilities, dual screen, Ryzen 9, Rembrandt, with Conductor Note with Conductor Note cooling systems, which just sounds like a gimmick to me, you know. Does it really change your life? It's not such a life-changing laptop. When I opened it up and I started working on it, my life was still the same.
But you see, that's where we get back to what this laptop was actually made for. It was built for gamers.
Yeah.
So let's talk gaming. Sean, how was your gaming experience? I believe you played FIFA on it.
Yeah, well, I'm an avid soccer lover. My son also loves playing FIFA. We connected the PlayStation 4 controllers via Bluetooth, and we played each other for a couple of games, and it was amazing. It's obviously FIFA 22, the latest version available. It was nice and easy to download with the Xbox Game Pass. I can't complain about ease of use, but my 12,000 Rand laptop can do the same thing. Although the screen isn't as good, I felt the processing power was the same.
Well, I think we have to go back and ask who is the laptop really marketed for, right? This is for your professional. So he's on the move. He's got a gaming PC at home as well. Let's not forget that. So he's on the move. He's going to meetings at a coffee shop. Once he's done with the meeting, he can quickly pop in his game. He can play on the go. You know, there's that extra little bit special there. What Asus has done with this laptop, what I can say is they've made it slightly different with that second screen to the other rivals out there in the same price bracket. So if you're going to get a Razer Blade, which is like the standard for gamers out there, you're not going to get the productivity that you can out of this Asus Zephyrus laptop. Going back to the gaming, I played Dying Light 2, which came with the laptop, and it was a supreme experience for me. It never dropped below 60 frames per second. The only issue that I had was I played late at night, and it got quite loud. I believe I woke up my daughter. So there's that, yeah. But the gaming experience was supreme. I have got no qualms about it. The keyboard felt super, super nice underneath my fingers. It was a great experience. And going back to what you said in the beginning, you said it was a gimmick. I really did think this was when I first got it. But the more I used the laptop, the more I wanted to use the laptop, if that makes any sense.
Definitely. I agree. Especially for, I tested it mostly for work, getting through a day with an average workload. And I don't want to give it back. It's a really powerful laptop. It does everything I want it to do. It's more than just a gimmick. I agree with that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I played two games on it. I played Hitman 2, which didn't make use of the secondary monitor. But then once I played Dying Light 2, it was fully tailor-made for that second monitor, and it was a seamless experience for me, which definitely upped my gaming experience.
So as a gamer, what else would that second display for?
Well, if you on Discord a lot, you can have your Discord chats down there. That's what I used it briefly.
Well, because I was stress testing it, I had all of the stress tests on the while I had it open. So I could see my frames per second. I could have YouTube running on the bottom there if I wanted to, and have an in-game tutorial while I'm playing a game.
Mm. While working, I had my sources and research at the bottom while writing my articles on the main screen. It worked out really well.
And another thing I can say is when my children saw the laptop, they were wowed. So it's got the wow factor.
It is beautiful. I mean, if you look at the bottom of the screen, it's got a very futuristic look. It's very well designed, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful laptop.
Yeah, and another thing I can say, my son, who's not a PC gamer, when he saw the laptop, he immediately wanted to buy a laptop. He was like, for Christmas, please tell Father Christmas to get me a gaming laptop.
Yeah, no, from my side, as a graphic designer, I felt like that second display would be perfectly suited to having all your panels. You could dock your panels there. But the one issue that I did have is the angle. I would have loved to be able to adjust it a little bit higher because I felt like I needed to lean forward to look at that second monitor so that I didn't get the glare from the light above me. So that is a major downfall for me. I'd love for Asus to maybe relook at that in the future, where you can adjust it. And yeah, that's the, basically the only issue I had with the screen.
Yeah, that secondary screen is actually a 1440p panel, so it's a really high quality screen.
Mm. It's crystal clear also. I mean, I watched a few YouTube videos on it while working, and like you said, the angle is an issue, but quality wise, it's a beautiful display. Overall, I would give this an 8 out of 10. What do you think?
I think just for the fact that it was a little bit noisy. Okay, so if you have a gaming laptop, you have to expect some noise. But for gaming at night, I really couldn't do it in my room because it woke my daughter up. So for that, I'm only going to give it an 8.5. Sorry, Asus.
From my side, I'm going to give it a 7, a strong 7.
And that's only because of the price point?
Yes, definitely because of the price. Like I said, I'm still not convinced that it's not a gimmick. Yes, it is an amazing laptop.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Did you render an 8K video on it?
I did not try to render an 8K video. Not at all.
Did you render a 4K video on it?
Not at all. Nowadays, I don't even shoot in 8K or 4K because it takes up so much space on my camera and memory. And 1080 is good enough. 1080p is definitely good enough. It's used on YouTube all the time, and nobody complains. I don't know who actually watches 4K video on YouTube.
Me, I do.
Because then you'd obviously need a 4K monitor on
but
your
I
laptop
have.
Or TV.
Yes, exactly. We're living in the future.
Yeah, no, not all of us can be as fortunate as Kay over here.
Yeah, okay. Price aside, I think it's a brilliant laptop.
Yes.
But price will definitely cut a lot of people out of it. But if you look at the target market, these are people that don't necessarily look at price. They're brand loyalists.
True, true. I mean, if it wasn't for the price, I would definitely get this. It is out of my budget, but if I could afford it, I would have one.
So 9 times out of 10, if I had the money for it, it would like never leave my house, because why would I need to leave my house?
Gamer problem. Cool. We will have a review up on The Citizen. Thanks for listening to Tech Check with Kay. It's brought to you exclusively by The Citizen News. For the full review, please visit our website, www.citizen.co.za. Tune in again next time for the latest tech and gaming trends.